In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Gospel reading for the past few days from the Gospel of St. John, Christ speaks repeatedly about truth. For example, he says in John chapter 7, verses 14 through 30, he says, "He who sent me is true." In the next chapter, he says, "My testimony is true." And then, "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." And again, "A man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God." And a few chapters back, he says that the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. Notice how many times Christ uses the word truth and refers to truth in the Gospel of John. He also said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." In these blessed days following the celebration of Pascha, we rejoice in the fact that the resurrection of Jesus Christ was not only a victory over the devil, sin, and death, but also a victory of truth over falsehood and deception. But as Pontius Pilate asked Jesus, "What is truth?" Let us answer that truth cannot be reduced to the relativism of a social construct or a philosophical idea that people may affirm or reject depending on one's personal opinion, beliefs, or desires. Furthermore, in the history of the world, ideas have come and gone. Even scientific theories may be upheld for a long time, but many are also renounced when new discoveries are made. Truth, therefore, must have as its origin not something, such as the subjective, flawed, limited, and ever-changing thoughts born from the human mind, but instead someone who is identifiable, concrete, absolute, above all things, above all concepts, all description, all understanding, and all knowledge. That someone is the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. The ability to receive, recognize, and live in this truth can only come when we are joined to Jesus Christ in holy baptism. Having received the gift of anointing of the Holy Spirit through chrismation, we now become capable of receiving, quote, "the Spirit of truth," which is the Holy Spirit, who, as Christ said, will lead you to all truth. The more that we remain in Christ through repentance, confession, and prayer, along with the healing and sanctification through God's grace in the holy sacraments, the more we will remain in truth and have power to discern what is right from wrong, what is godly or evil, within a world where falsehood and deception are ubiquitous and relentless. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.